It's Morning Edition on KUT. I'm David Brown of the Texas Standard. South by Southwest is the biggest conference of its kind in Texas, but you knew that already, didn't you? It takes over Austin for about a week and a half in March, draws in tens of thousands of people, economic impact, talking hundreds of millions of dollars. And guess who heads this thing up? Janet Pearson heads up South by Film, which is screening 150 films this year. I guess that's the most ever, is that right?
Yes.
Why so many films? Has something changed, or have you just decided you want a bigger workload?
You know, we actually really wanted to show fewer films. The last couple of years, we had settled on about 130, 33 features, down from 140, and we wanted to actually pull it down to about 125. And then there was just too much work that was interesting. There was too much work that we were just like, well, we have to show that. Well, that's so good. Well, people are going to love it. So we were able to fill our venues. It depends on, we're in about 8 venues with 10 screens, and you know, the last couple of years, one of them, a significant one, was offline. So we were able to kind of fill out the schedule that way. But
when I talk to friends outside of Austin who still live in Texas, and I say South by, automatically, I can detect there's a certain freeze up. Now, I'm not talking about industry people. I'm talking about people who have this almost visceral reaction outside of Austin to South by anything. It's like, you know what? That's your party down there. Make the case for why people elsewhere in Texas should care about this big party here in Austin.
Well, it's interesting. Texas or the world? I mean, you know, we feel like the world comes to South by Southwest, and I'm certainly very aware of that. We have filmmakers and musicians and people from the Interactive Conference from around the world. It transcends geography, although Texas and Austin are at the heart of it and kind of what make it so special. I think one of the things that people love about it so much is you've got that kind of like the niceness and the directness and the smarts and enthusiasm, and particularly the Austin audience for sure. And it's not one of the normal entertainment centers. It's not New York or LA or even France. So people love the difference, the realness of it, mm-hmm. and the intelligence of it. But the whole world is here, so you have this kind of incredible melting pot where really surprising things happen.
There's been some talk that this year South by is kind of, at least the film part of it, it's kind of turned a little bit more mainstream. Do you sense that?
No, not at all.
Have you heard
any
of that?
There's one journalist in particular who has sort of used that in a headline. We've actually been very consistent. We intentionally have a diverse program. And in 2007, we premiered Judd Apatow's Knocked Up, and that was kind of the game changer. Mm-hmm. And ever since then, there's been a couple, 2 to 3 kind of big studio movies every year. This year's no different. Just for some reason, somebody was like, oh, they've got The Train Wreck, Work in Progress, and Spine, Get Hard. It's like, well, yeah, you could look back every year, we've had something similar.
So it's not that there's any new philosophy or anything like that.
No, the philosophy is absolutely to have a really diverse program. We do like to laugh. We are populist, so we're not afraid of entertainment and films that are entertaining. But the majority of the 150 films that we're showing are made with chewing gum. There's about 62 first-time directors this year. But it's people who are kind of taking chances, exploring, learning, and you can see our impact all over the rest of the industry in terms of people who got their starts with us.
The truth is, a lot of people are attracted by South by Southwest Film because, I mean, how often is it that you get to have a lot of these A-listers here in town? Who might we see in and around Austin this year?
Ex Machina is a film that we're showing with Oscar Isaac and Domhnall Gleeson, which is amazing. Ryan Gosling is bringing a film here that he directed, a film called Lost River. He is not in it. He directed it. It's a beautiful film that premiered at Cannes, and it's a big deal that he's emerging as a filmmaker, and he's going to be having a conversation on the conference with Guillermo del Toro, who's just a fantastic filmmaker.
Yeah, sure.
Adrian Brody, also in terms of as actors who are kind of on the other side of the lens, he co-directed a film that's a really intimate documentary about a project that he did off camera. Although there's a documentary about it, he bought a historic castle in upstate New York and he renovates it. And it's a long process, but it's incredible sort of house castle renovation and what it takes to kind of go on a chaotic journey of that sort. Very intimate, very interesting. Natasha Lyonne is going to be here in a couple of films. She's actually in Fresno and Hello, My Name is Doris, which stars Sally Field and Max Greenfield in a really surprising turn. Russell Brand is our opening night film.
Russell Brand.
So he's both going to, he should be here for the film.
That'll be exciting.
Yeah. They love coming here because of the Austin appeal. They get to kind of be normal. Well, they get to be normal people here. There's not the same kind of paparazzi. They love Austin. They love mixing with the audience here, and they can kind of let their hair down.
Really?
And you just see that talent loves bringing their work here. And we hear over and over again that they think that the South by Southwest audience is the smartest, most enthusiastic audience going. You know, some film festivals, it's more critical. It's like, show me, prove it. You know?
Right,
but here
right,
people
right.
just like, yeah, like, this is going to be great. You know, and people love that.
Janet Pearson leads South by Southwest Film. The festival runs March 13th through 22nd in Austin. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks so much for having me.
I'm David Brown, the Texas Standard.